The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 3rd, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Here is a verse, number 15, from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Namāna duṣkitanam mūhā prapadyante narāma. Māyā apritajñānā āsuraṁ bhāvavān. So, we have made this verse a standard of examination. We haven't got to do anything. Everything is there. Because Krishna is the original Guru. Sishasriham sadhimam prapannam. Arjuna, in the parampara system, he is teaching us how to surrender to Krishna. So, this is the qualification how to advance in spiritual concept. People are suffering for want of spiritual consciousness. They are living like animal. Dehātma buddhi, jasyātma buddhi kunape siddhātuke sadhikkalatrā drishu bhaum iddhadi. Dattīsa buddhi salile na karhiti janesu avijyesu saiva gokhara. Gokhara means animal, cows and asses. Anyone who is thinking, I am this body, is animal. This is the verdict. Actually, he is animal. If the dog is thinking, I am dog, and if some gentleman is thinking, I am Indian, I am American, or I am Englishman, where is the difference? To identify the body, there is no difference. So, on this platform of bodily concept of life, we remain animal. And to raise from that animal platform to the platform of our spiritual consciousness, that is the business of human life. Athātha brahma jigyāsā. This is the Vedanta Sutra. If we do not inquire about Brahma in this human form of life, which is obtained after many, many births, Bahunam Sambhamanti, many, many millions of years and millions of births, Tatha Dehantaram Prapti, we change our body, but because we are on the animal platform, we cannot understand that we have to change our body. So, Krishna personally comes because we are part and parcel of Krishna, mamaivamsa jīva. He is more anxious for us, because we are suffering in this material world under bodily concept of life. That is his first instruction. Tatha dehantaram prati. We have to understand that we have to change this body. Don't be happy because you have got by karma a comfortable body. No body is comfortable. It is temporary, even it is comfortable. even if you have got a very nice body, American body or European body, it may appear to be very nice, better than the Indian body. But that is not permanent. You'll have to change. That is spiritual consciousness. So we must be prepared. This is glani. On the platform of bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, that is all defeat. Parabhavastavadabodhajata javanna jignasata atmatattam. In the bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, simply defeat. We are thinking and making very good progress. There is no progress. Unless you become inquisitive, athātha brahma-jijñāsa, there is no progress. That has been taught by our acharya Sanatana Goswami. When he approached Sanatana Goswami, approached Lord Chaitanya, his first question was, he was Prime Minister, he was very big man, but he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inquire, who am I? Kiyami. That was his inquiry. Kiyami kyanomare jape tapatra. Apani kaho prabhu kise hitha. So this is the process to know of oneself, not to be bewildered for the temporary bodily comfort. This is the instruction of the whole Vedic literature. Prahlad Maharaj also said to Lord Nrisimhadev, Suchi tato vimukha cetasa maya sukhartham bharata vimura maya sukhayana bhavato vimura. That those who are engaged for this temporary mayasu, they are vimura. The same thing is explained here. Navaga duskritinam mura. So those who are after this material happiness, they have been always described in all shastras, and Krishna is personally describing mura, vimura. If we want to remain in vimura and suffer this material existence, that is our not very sign of good intelligence. Everyone should try to be intelligent enough what is the goal of life, what is to be done in this human form of life. So our Krishna consciousness movement is the supreme welfare activities in the world, because we are trying to stop the life of hogs and dogs. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmāna arhati virbhujāṁ. Virbhujāṁ, the stool eaters, hogs, what is their business? We have seen in Vrindavan also there are many hogs. They are nice, searching after stool and eating and getting some strength and fat, then sense enjoyment, never mind whether it is mother, sister or daughter. These hogs and dogs' life should be stopped. It is not possible for everyone to stop, but those who are intelligent, fortunate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavane jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhiv. So, you are all fortunate that you have taken to this Krishna consciousness, bhakti lata bhiv, and proceed according to the principle and the First principle is tadvijnanatmasa gurumeva vigachet. This is the first principle. Adu gurbhasram. That is the first principle. And in this Vedas also it is said that jasya devi parabhakti jatha devi tatha guru tasaite kotita hi arthya prakashante. Vedic knowledge is revelation. Vedic knowledge is not understood by so-called mundane scholarship, by reading grammar. No. Vedic knowledge is possible to be understood by person who has got unflinching faith in the bona fide Guru. Guru means representative of Krishna. Krishna and his representative. We have repeatedly discussed this fact that Guru means the bona fide servant of Krishna. Guru does not mean a magician or jugglery. That is not Guru. Guru means, it is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. How to become Guru? He has asked everyone, especially those who are born in India. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hilo ja. Especially, because we Indians, Bharatiya, we have got facilities to become Guru of the whole world. We have got the facilities. Because here we have got the literatures, Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna himself. If we try to understand what is the aim of life and preach all over the world, then you become Guru. And if we want to cheat others in the name of so-called yogi, swami, scholar, that will not make you Guru. Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you become all Indians, all Bharatiya, Guru. Amar ajnaye Guru haiya, taro ei desh. Wherever you are. And how shall I become Guru? Now, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna ubodhi. That's all. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is this, Baba, to preach Krishna Upadesh, and this is Krishna Upadesh. Namāga duṣkita namūrā prabhadyante narādhaṁ. This is not our manufactured words. It is Krishna Upadesh. That anyone who is not surrendered to me, duṣkṛtina, he is immediately classified into four groups. What are they? Duṣkṛtina, mūrā, narādhaṁ, maya abhita jnana, asuri bhavama asuta. So, it is very simple thing. Who is a mura? If one does not surrender to Krishna, if one does not understand what Krishna, he is either duskritina, means sinful, mura, rascal, naradhama, lowest of the mankind, and maya apurita jnana, and his so-called education and degrees are useless, because real knowledge is taken away from him. Maya apurita jnana. So, there is no need of fighting, but we can understand what are these people in general. Within these four groups of men, so we have to face them. Our Krishna consciousness movement is facing these rascals, these duskritina, these naradhamas, and to request them to become Krishna conscious. This is Krishna consciousness moment. You cannot sit idly to show your godlessness in a secluded place, imitating Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. You have to preach. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amaragnaya Guru Haiya Taroi. That is really following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not to imitate Haridas Thakur. That is not possible. You can even do that very nicely. That is for your safety. Supposing that you are doing nicely, but that is for your safety. But the one who is facing dangerous position for others' benefit, they are very quickly recognized by Krishna. Nachatasmat manusyesu kaschit me kriya krittam jayimam paramam guhyam madhbhakte suvavidasyam. So if you face, that's like fighting soldiers. They are facing danger for the country. They are recognized. Similarly, those who are preachers on behalf of Krishna, preaching people to take to Krishna consciousness, they are great soldiers. So I am very happy that you, Europeans and Americans especially, you are helping me. So continue this process, and that is the very easy way to be recognized by Krishna. Because he says, Nachatasmad manusyesu kaschid me priya krittam. Who is preaching this Krishna consciousness? So I thank you very much that you have come here in Vrindavan and you are traveling, you are preaching. So let us dedicate this life for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Never mind, we die by preaching, still it will be glorious. Thank you very much.